President Bush used his State of the Union address on Wednesday to unveil a few more details about his plans for a major overhaul of the Social Security system. The next morning, the president set out early on a two-day tour to push for his proposed reforms. He visited North Dakota, Montana, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Florida. We're joined now by editors from three of those states. Pat Yack is editor of the Florida Times-Union in Jacksonville. And Pat, thanks for taking time to talk to us in the midst of all that Super Bowl activity.
You're welcome.
Deanna Sands is the managing editor of the Omaha World Herald in Nebraska. Nice to talk to you again, Deanna.
It's good to talk to you again, too.
And Mike Jacobs is the publisher of the Grand Forks Herald in North Dakota. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you.
Pat, President Bush's last stop was in Florida. What's been the response to his Social Security proposal there?
I think perhaps what it is around the country, too early to tell. I think that people like the idea that there may be another option. I think there is concerns in the later years about whether the program can meet its obligations. But in the short term, I think a lot of Floridians are concerned about the financing that it will take to make the transition and exactly what's in the details. And the details are where this program, I think, is going to rise or fall.
Deanna, what kind of reaction are you reading in Nebraska to the president's
plan? I think much the same. We found that people are willing to keep an open mind, but they're very concerned about what might happen in 10 to 15 years.
And Mike, how about in North Dakota?
I think that's generally true. I will say that the reception the president got here was enthusiastic, but my sense is that that's more for the president than it is for this particular undertaking.
Well, what kinds of questions was he asked?
He spent most of his time talking about Social Security, and there were questions, of course, about what the impact of the private accounts will be. But he also took questions about other things, including some farm issues that are troubling us. So it was not exclusively about Social Security by any means.
Now, during the election campaign, crowds for the president's events were usually carefully screened. Was that your sense, Mike, in North Dakota?
Yes, actually. It became a kind of comedy of errors because there was actually a do not admit list, and one of the members of the Fargo City Council managed to end up on it. And apparently there was an overzealous local staff person who put her name on. But in any case, she was admitted in the end, but it was an embarrassment for the president.
Pat, how about in Florida? Was the audience notably sympathetic?
Well, I think any time the president visits Florida, people are sympathetic because he's the president. But this particular proposal has made a lot of people pause. There are close to $3 billion worth of Social Security benefits that come into the state of Florida. Five or six of the largest congressional districts with Social Security recipients are in the state of Florida. And interesting enough, perhaps challenging enough for the president, is that many of those are represented by Republicans. So this is one of those proposals that, again, people are going to want to know what's going to be in the details.
I just want to be sure I'm straight. That $3 billion is a year?
Every month.
So it's a big deal.
Yes.
Deanna, what was the audience like in Nebraska?
He was welcomed warmly. He always is. He's been here five times already. His plain spokenness seems to appeal to people in Nebraska. I think that they like him a lot, but I don't think that they're going to just jump on the bandwagon on something that's important. They are looking for more details and more context.
Well, is Social Security the issue at the top of people's minds in Nebraska, or are there other issues that are dominating the agenda when they get together to talk?
Well, I think Social Security might be among the top five, but perhaps the biggest one right now would be taxes, because we're in the budget-setting session of the legislature, and people are wondering what's going to happen by the time they're done.
Of course, that would be state taxes.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone is pretty tax-sensitive, so they talk about it a lot.
How about in Florida, Pat?
There are early reports coming out of the Pentagon for us here in Jacksonville that our lone aircraft carrier, the USS Kennedy, may be retired this year, which would have an enormous economic impact on this area. Immigration and immigration reform is going to be a big issue in Florida. And Medicare, not only at the federal level, but here in the state as well. The governor has said it's going to be one of the top issues facing the legislature as it begins meeting later this spring.
And none of you mentioned the war, which it seems to me is still the number one issue that bedevils the country and most of the population. We're awaiting the return of the state's largest National Guard contingent. And what I hear people talking about most is what happens next in Iraq.
How about it, Deanna? Is discussion of the war, has it died down as an issue? Was it never that big an issue in Nebraska?
No, it's still a strong issue here in Nebraska. I think when you weigh that against the president's popularity, he garners support for his position. But people are very concerned about when troops are coming home. We, as in Mike's area, we have a number of National Guard units deployed, and we've lost a couple people in the National Guard units. And if you look at rates of losses of life, Nebraska's per capita one of the highest states to lose people.
That's true here as well, and that may well. And, of course, Nebraska and North Dakota are states of small towns and
yes.
rural areas where there's a lot of interrelationship between people. People are related. People know one another. And so the absence of one person has a big impact.
And we're still a small enough community, even though a large geographic area, that every fatality in Iraq that has a Nebraska tie-in is up on the front page of the paper.
Absolutely.
Pat, let me ask you the same thing about Florida and also whether the elections in Iraq changed the conversation that you heard about the war.
I don't know that people have stopped talking about Iraq. I don't know that people have made it less of an issue. I do think that there are other issues, though, that are being introduced on the state and national level that start to compete with the discussion about Iraq. I won't say that people aren't concerned about what's going on in the Mideast, but they seem to be dominated right now in Florida by domestic issues. There may be some concern, not about what's happening in Iraq, but what could happen in Iran, as reports start to filter out about some of the planning that's going on with respect to that country.
Pat Yak is the editor of the Florida Times-Union in Jacksonville. Deanna Sands is the managing editor of the Omaha World Herald in Nebraska. And Mike Jacobs is publisher of the Grand Forks Herald in North Dakota. Thanks to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.